Master and Monetize Fear Through Extreme Volatility, The Lipkin Way. Hey, all you champions, this is Mike Lipkin, and let's cut to the chase. It's scary out there. Right now, the world feels like it's spinning out of control. Economic headlines scream uncertainty. Political storms rage. If you feel that knot in your stomach, that voice whispering, what if it all goes to hell in a handbasket, you are not alone. 100% of Canadians and 76% of Americans say politics is super stressful, and more than half say it causes them extreme anxiety. But here's the Lipkin promise. Today, we are going to turn that fear into your superpower. We are going to use your wisdom and experience as rocket fuel. We are going to discover how helping others is the ultimate way to build your own strength, certainty, and confidence. And we'll even discover how to monetize fear. So here's the ultimate Lipkin lesson. The best way to monetize fear is to help others be better, safer, and more confident. When you solve real problems, when you lift people up, you create value worth paying for, and you build your own confidence and well-being in the process. Are you ready? Then let's explore the 10 steps to mastering and monetizing fear through extreme volatility. 1. Understand the economics of fear. The VIX, or CBOE Volatility Index, is a real-time market index that measures the market's expectations for volatility in the S&P 500 index over the next 30 days. It is often referred to as the fear index because it reflects investor sentiment and the perceived level of risk or uncertainty in the market. When the VIX rises, it typically signals increased fear or stress among investors, while a low VIX indicates relative calm and optimism. Right now, the VIX is screaming extreme fear. Fear moves markets. It drives decisions. In fact, studies show that emotionally charged ads, especially those evoking fear, perform twice as well as rational ones. Why? Because fear triggers action. People will do more to avoid loss than to chase gain. That's why industries like insurance, security, and even coaching thrive in uncertain times. But here's the key. You don't exploit fear, you address it. You offer real solutions and real peace of mind. That's the value people will pay for. 2, identify the fear, offer the cure. Let's call it out. Fear thrives in the shadows. But when you name it, when you say, I am afraid of losing my job, or I'm worried about the future of my country, you take the first step to mastering it. Champions do not deny their emotions, they own them. Naming your fear is the first step to reclaiming your power. And here's the twist. When you share your fears with others, you are not just helping yourself, you are giving others permission to do the same. Vulnerability is viral, and it's the foundation of real connection. So let's get specific. What are people afraid of right now? Losing money, losing safety, missing out, epic failure. And your job is to name that fear loud and clear, then position your product, your service, and your expertise as the answer. 3, build trust, don't manipulate. People are wired for mistrust, especially when they're afraid. That's why credibility and transparency are everything. Deliver on your promises. Use testimonials, case studies, and guarantees. When you help people feel safe, they reward you with loyalty and referrals. If you say it, do it. Be known as the safe harbor in the storm. Now is the time to reap the harvest of all the great things you've done for people over the years. Remind them that you're at your best when things are at their worst. Karma is coming home to roost. Those who have given more than they've taken are positioned for phenomenal success in the year ahead. 4, flip the script, uncertainty equals opportunity. Here's the Lipkin paradox. The more uncertain the times, the greater the opportunity for those who are bold enough to act. The world's greatest breakthroughs don't happen in the comfort zone. They happen on the edge when we are forced to adapt and shift. Studies show that those who develop adapting coping strategies and see uncertainty as a chance to grow report higher levels of well-being even during severe crises. Hey, just like everyone else, my portfolio has taken a pounding in the last month. But I'm so confident in my ability to monetize fear that I know I will more than make up for it in the months ahead. And here's the magic. When you help others see opportunity in the uncertainty, you reinforce your own belief in possibility. Teaching is the highest form of learning. When you inspire others, you inspire yourself. And that's why I created this video. The more I hear my own voice, the more confident and bolder I become. 5, tap into your wisdom and experience. You've been through storms before. Every challenge you faced, every setback you've overcome has given you a toolkit of wisdom. Research shows that people who believe in their acquired skills and experience report better well-being, especially amid chaos. So share your stories, mentor someone, offer advice. When you help others navigate uncertainty with your hard-earned wisdom, you remind yourself of your own resilience and capability. In fact, studies show that mentoring others increases your own sense of purpose and self-worth. 6, focus on what you can control. You cannot control the headlines or global politics, but you can control your response, your attitude, and your actions. Champions focus on their circle of influence, mindset, habits, daily choices. This shift is powerful. Studies confirm that focusing on controllable actions like personal finances or skill building helps reduce anxiety and increase motivation during economic downturns. And here's the kicker. When you empower others to focus on what they can control, you create a ripple effect of confidence and calm. Helping others set goals and take action actually boosts your own motivation and accountability. 7, connect, collaborate, and lift others up. Isolation breeds anxiety. Connection breeds resilience. Champions reach out to their colleagues, friends, and mentors. Speaking to others about your fears and dreams not only decreases stress, but also builds a sense of community, which is proven to buffer against the negative impacts of political and economic stress. But let's go further. When you actively help others by listening, encouraging, or offering support, you don't just help them, you help yourself. Research from Harvard shows that acts of kindness and helping others reduces your own stress, boosts your happiness, and even strengthens your immune system. When you lift others up, you rise with them. 8, reframe fear as fuel. Here's another Lipkin secret. The same energy that fuels fear can fuel action. When you feel that surge of anxiety, use it as a signal, not to freeze, but to move, to prepare, to innovate. Science shows that resilience, the ability to adapt and bounce back, empowers us to thrive in the face of adversity, turning fear into a catalyst for growth. And when you encourage others to act despite their fears, you reinforce your own courage. Champions create champions. The more you help others be brave, the braver you become. 9, celebrate progress, not perfection, together. Every day, acknowledge both your wins and the winds of the people around you, no matter how small. Did you have a tough conversation? Did you make a plan? Did you help someone else? That's progress. Champions don't wait for the finish line to celebrate. They celebrate every step along the way. This mindset, known as a recognition mindset, is scientifically linked to greater resilience and well-being. And when you celebrate others, you multiply the joy. Recognition is a gift that gives back. When you make someone else feel valued, your own confidence grows. And finally, number 10, be the keeper of the flame. In times of darkness, be the light. Inspire others with your presence, your optimism, and your resilience. When you lead by example, you give others permission to do the same. That's how you become a keeper of the flame, a source of strength and certainty in uncertain times. And here's another key truth. When you help others shine, you shine even brighter. The science is clear. Helping others is one of the fastest ways to boost your own happiness, health, and sense of meaning. So here's your Lipkin challenge. The next time fear knocks, welcome it in. Thank it for reminding you that you care. Then use it. Let it sharpen your focus, deepen your resolve, and amplify your wisdom. And above all, reach out and help someone else, because when you lift others, you lift yourself. Be the one who turns fear into fortune for yourself and for everyone you serve. This is Mike Lipkin, and I approve this message.